Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to the weekly Art and Culture program. Each week we take a look at the new additions to the ever-growing cultural landscape of the region, from art exhibitions to publications, books, events and films. Today, as always, we have a jam-packed show for you. In the first hour, we'll look at fashion, art and charity with the CEO of Majid Al Futtaim Fashion. Asil Attar will walk us through her ambitions for the company to make a mark in the corporate social responsibility space. And just when you thought art and culture was taking a bit of a breather with Art Week behind us, we'll get an update from the Gulf Film Festival team, who are busily vetting the record number of submissions for the 5th Gulf Film Festival. Then in our literary portion of the show, we'll be joined by first-time book reviewer for The Edge, Sarah Al-Muhari from Knowledge Human Development Authority. Now, Sarah is also a massive literary enthusiast. She was heavily involved in the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, and she's going to be reviewing Elizabeth Noble's book Between a Mother and Her Child. So if you have any questions or comments relating to today's speakers, or just like to share your thoughts, please do text them in 4001. And why not tweet me? You can send me a message at Desley Humphrey, where I'll be sure to let you know what's coming up on the program. So why don't we get to our very first guest? Now, according to Arabian Business, my first guest is sitting comfortably within the top 100 most powerful Arab women list. Now, Asil Attar is Chief Executive Officer of Majid Al Futtaim Fashion and a global fashion expert. Welcome, Asil. It's great to meet you and see you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It's great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Now, with the glitz and the glamour of Art Dubai still kind of buzzing around the city, I thought it would be a perfect time for us to remind the community about the wider efforts that can be directed at giving back. Now, Asil, your corporate standing puts you in a position to make a difference, and you've combined with a Dubai-based British artist, Sasha Jaffrey, to work with the Al Noor Training Centre for Children with Special Needs. Now, your relationship with the Al Noor Centre dates back for at least 12 months. You've been working with them, but you've teamed up with Sasha. Tell us a little bit about how this fresh partnership came about.
Sure. Well, just a little bit of backtrack. 12 months ago, I was at one of the Al Noor fundraising initiatives, and I was absolutely so excited to be there and to be a part of that whole experience and see how this incredible center runs its initiatives with its wonderful children. And we were very much inspired to be participating in that. So we started our collaboration in Majid Al Futtaim Fashion 12 months ago with a launch actually last November of an initiative called Hands and Hearts. And that was primarily focused on really launching the creative skill set and the talent of the children and bringing it to a very different forefront and wanting the world to see just how talented these children are and just how amazing the facility is. So we launched it in November, like I said, through an initial auction, mm-hmm. which showcased the children's creative skills, whether it was embellishments on a collection of fashion, beautiful murals, evening clutches. And so that highlighted a very different platform for En Noor. It highlighted the fact that the children not only could do amazing work, they could do fantastic, you know, high benchmarking, beautiful detailing, and part of that was that we can then incorporate them from work placement into our mm-hmm. business. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the many initiatives that we are committed to do with the center. So that was in 2011, the end of that. 2012, we wanted to launch in a very different but equally dynamic way. And I'd known Sasha from a while back, personally. Obviously, we'd been working with En Noor. Sasha himself has been working with En Noor for the last year as well. And I thought, well, why not do an amazing collaboration with one of the world's most renowned and youngest artists? And he has been on a journey for the last 4 years, visiting all the war-torn countries and countries where children are underprivileged, and through art, healing them through that medium. And it was the end of his journey, and we thought together, what a better way than to launch that end and launch a new beginning for En Noor by doing this amazing initiative, which we called the Constellation. Mm-hmm. So it was bringing together corporate CSR, creative and the centre.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Sasha's work. I do have to note that he's just recently had a piece that he created with some very famous cricketers go to auction, and it's fetched $750,000. So his works are quite valuable and quite prominent in the art world. But tell us a little bit about how Sasha teaches or injects his live art with the children. Obviously, you've been part of that and witnessing the process. How does that all work?
Wow, it's quite emotional, and he's an amazing human being. Yes, of course, he's one of the youngest living artists to have a 10-year retrospective. His work, lives amongst high society, socialites, media, etc. So we're so privileged to have him. But his innate talent is drawing out the inspiration from the children, and really to see him working. He calls it, "I'm in the zone," he says, where nothing else around him means anything except his focus with the child that he's working with. And when you get the honor and privilege of seeing him work with the children, you see just how happy they are. And you really understand how art absolutely heals. Mm-hmm. And art is an incredible medium. And he's just, I can't describe it. You have to see it. He's so emotional, and he's engaged, and they're engaged with him. And there's nothing else in that room other than them. And they're working together. And this piece particularly that we're working on, is all about the children's past, present, and future. So that was a very, very a special journey with him.
Now, the works are in the DIFC, and that's where the workspace was also. Tell us a little bit about how many children were involved in that process, and actually, when people come to see it, what they will be going to see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I want to thank the DIFC, because they're amazing, and they really helped us by giving us a fantastic space amongst the galleries, our own installation that we built. We had around 20 children working with Sasha in three groups at the first day workshop. So we launched the workshop on the 18th, and it's actually there till the 31st. The first day he worked with the children on different sections of the pyramid, and then the latter part of the week he worked on his own to complete the actual installation. Mm-hmm. So what you'll see is a space that has It's a beautiful, very dark space, and inside it's all lit up because it's the constellation. So it's all about the universe, about his journey over the last 4 years, about the journey of a childhood up until adulthood, through all the murals that you experience. And, it ends it with an amazing poem that he wrote about his journey. Mm-hmm. And then in the centerpiece, you have the pyramid that is going to be auctioned, which is also, the backdrop is another piece that we're also auctioning. Together, they are the constellation.
Mm-hmm. All right, we need to take a quick break, but Asil, I'd like to hear more details about the upcoming auction, and also the skills that you're involved with in helping and teaching the children at the Al Noor Foundation.